Is this a gentleman's song?
Yes,
it is.
Then I have the right sheet.
Yes.
And the right room.
And hopefully I'm in the right place.
Yes. Yeah.
If not, somebody will let me know. So have you already done one?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, which one?
Singing.
Singing. Excellent. So I'm performance. My name is David Krause. I'm from Kansas City, Missouri. I have been a performance judge only for 1 3-year period or 2-year period, because they changed the name, but still the same.
Same thing.
So I've been a judge for 23 years. I've been a quartet guy since about 1973.
That sounds about right.
I've been a chorus director quite a few years, and I've done all these kind of weird things. So I'm old, we'll just say that. I'm an old guy. So anyway, as I said, I'm from Kansas City, and I'm going to guess you already know about the categories, kind of. In a nutshell, what performance does is the song's over, and we say, how entertained were we? And we write a number down. And your scores are pretty darn good, which tells me you probably kind of know what we are doing. There were three of us giving you scores. Two of us counted, one of us did not, because he's a candidate. But we had, on your first song, a pair of 68s and a 62. On the second song, a pair of 70s and a 63.
And what did we do to pop it?
So we all came up ever so slightly from the first song to the second. I don't know if you felt any difference in them or not, but we did for some reason. Okay. But we got you in a pretty good range there. That's a good solid B, mid B in most of the scores. So very good. Excellent, as a matter of fact. That's a darn good singer. So you're standing. So I'm guessing you're going to sing, and I'm going to listen.
Okay.
And then I'll stop you. I don't even care about that.
Doesn't matter.
That might be better.
Don't tell them that.
Might be better. At least they're not going to make any mistakes.
That's true.
That's true. Perfectly done there.
So here we go.
What do you want?
Let's go ahead and just start with the first one. What the heck?
It's been years since I last played on old Broadway. Heard the cheers and the thunderous applause.
Okay, that's good. Now time out, because this may be interesting. Now, can you start now? If you're a mid-B range chorus, you probably have this ability. Can you start now somewhere that you often start towards the very end of this song? Yeah. All right, let me hear just
ooh.
That.
Ooh, Steve.
Ooh. Which is
G.
Yeah, G.
G. No, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. And go clear to the end
okay.
right now for me, if you would.
G. How I miss the old game, and how we used to sing our song. Give my regards to old Broadway.
A couple of questions. First of all, do you know if you get a video of this?
Yes.
Excellent. So you do?
Yes. Yeah.
So when you watch it,
yes,
you,
we know
okay.
and we are getting
excellent. So when you watch it, you can you can replay things we're going to talk about for a few minutes and say, okay, I think I see what he means, or he's stupid. You know, I don't know, whatever works. But then that'll give us some place to go. So here's what I wrote on this song. It feels to me, and I just you demonstrated again just now, all but a few of you are mostly showing me regret.
And that part of the song,
that part of the song, yes.
It varies across the song.
It does vary, I hope.
Yes.
I'm going to suggest...
We go through a delusional phase in the first chorus.
I'm going to suggest it might be more entertaining, just something to consider, to be more excited about Broadway much more often in the song than you are. I'm getting the regret. I'm getting that. But if we stay there all the time, it's not as entertaining. And I'm getting very few moments of being on Broadway and how much you love being on Broadway.
Well, in the beginning of the song,
that's where you've been listening.
Beginning
the first
of the song, we do that.
But I'm not getting it very strong.
Well, we didn't.
You didn't sing it very
well. We didn't sing it.
No, no, I'm talking about my memory of the performance.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not talking about right now.
Okay.
So a lot, like I wrote, for instance, seems a little slow early. The pitch is sagging as we go a little bit. More lift, more air. Still seems a little slow, a little chordy. More excitement about Broadway needed somewhere in here. These are the notes I'm making as I'm... So I'm getting the regret stuff big time by your tempo choices, by your care with, like, even just right now, just the end of it. What I'm not getting is how much you love Broadway. Does
the
that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
The happy reminiscence?
Yeah! I got it from, say, even two or three guys just now went there during that last part. But most of us were in kind of regret mode. So just something to consider. You may totally decide that's not a good idea, and that's perfectly okay. I was one of the 68 guys on that song, but I think I'd have been 70s if I'd have had more moments of that, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Excellent.
In their defense, that was our...
I had a feeling it might be. So it's just a consideration. You might decide, you know what? I still like that regret thing.
I'm taking it as a positive that you only had two people not following the plan. So that
was So that's awesome. I like that. So now that I've done that, that's a huge thing, I think. Now let's go to the other song. Because I like to be sure we can finish, and then we can go back and tweak things, and we can ask questions. So make them laugh. Let's see. Here's the things. Let me go ahead and tell you a couple things. More air under the sound early. More air. More air. Who'd you work with so far singing?
Yeah.
Did they say anything about that?
No.
Not a word.
More resonance, more air. That was the first thing I wrote. Work on the toe tap and the drive and the excitement.
You say we lost meter?
Yeah. I wasn't dancing in my chair. Here's the thing. If you make me dance in my chair on a song like this, I write 80-something. I don't have to be real smart to figure that out. If it's a rhythm song like this and I can't sit still, my number starts with an 8. If I can sit still, then I write 70. I wrote 70 because a lot of the time I could sit still. So, sing prettier basses when you get your chance. I know you're doing a character kind of thing, but even so, don't go that far that we're losing a good, solid vocal production. You can put a little of that in. When in doubt, sing pretty.
Sing the melody if you got it.
When in doubt, sing pretty. Lift and drive even more towards the end, more excitement, and more air under the sound will bring that. So with all that in mind, let's sing as much of it as we can get away with. Might be the whole tune, who knows?
Listen now,
on and on and on, if you want to be the star of the stage, that will win applause and make you all.
Time out. Let's start right there. Right there is the first one I noticed where all of a sudden you really slowed down. You're not aware how much you're slowing down, because that's what happens. But
our coach is going to hear this. He will be in view.
So start right there. Make them laugh.
Okay. Make them laugh.
No. It's a note higher than that.
Yeah.
You remember, right? Okay.
Make them laugh, don't you know everyone wants to laugh? My dad said, be an actor, my son, but be a comical one. We'll be standing in line for that old honky-tonk monkey shine. Or you can study Shakespeare and be quite elite.
Okay, good. That was better, but it can get even better. Just for fun, instead of even directing them at all, just for a minute, because I think this will help us be independent and figure this out, just give us the bah, and then get out of the way.
Okay. Metronome in your head. Here we go.
Make them laugh.
Sorry.
Make them laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh? My dad said, be but be a comical one, will be standing in line for that old honky-tonk monkey shine. Or you can study Shakespeare and be quite elite, and you can charm the critics but won't ever eat. Just slip a banana peel and fall at your
feet. It's getting better. So now, to make it even get better, as you practice this on your own, so that you individually can improve this and make this better, because you can do this on your own, be quite attentive to being really certain you're on time to the downbeats, and be quite attentive to, in your head, subdividing, because that'll clean it up. So instead of just this, subdividing. Then you're really going to get cleaner. But that's going to help. That will help tremendously with what a performance guy is really looking for. Now, I want to be dancing in my chair, then I know I'm right in 80s. But I want to be excited. That's what I'm really after here. Really after you exciting me with that great rhythm. So, if you're clean and you're right on time and all that, I get more excited and my score goes up. And then I'm entertained, you know? Biggest thing is I'm just, everybody's going to be more entertained. So now sing prettier basses. Let's work on that little segment for just a moment. I'm not going to say anything else than that. I'll just let you guys play for a second.
Yeah.
We got to pick it up ahead of that.
Yeah, wherever is good, I don't have a clue, but you do.
They're in a peak fire when they
start. Surprised.
We've never successfully done.
Yeah, I know.
You start up by pretending you're. Make them laugh is where we get.
Make them laugh.
Yeah,
of course. Go ahead. We're wasting. You want to start?
No, you're fine. That's good.
We'll get there quick.
Make them laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh? My dad said, be an actor, my son. But be a comical one, we'll be standing in line for that old honky-tonk monkey shine. Or you can study Shakespeare and be quite elite, and you can charm the critics but won't ever eat. Just slip on a banana peel to fall at your feet. Make them laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh? My dad said someday, go for the gold. Do it before you're too old.
Okay, so time out. Good. That was prettier. I'm serious, that was much prettier. Now when you get for the low ones, put a little more air down there than you think you need to. Don't force it down there, just put a little more air under it. In fact, you, in a sense, have to take a little pressure off, probably.
Right, yeah, right.
The tendency is to try and growl that out.
They've been coached on.
Excellent, that. Excellent. So that, but that was much prettier. So success.
Okay.
We don't have to pound on that at all. Lift and drive even more towards the end. So let's work on that for a little bit. I don't know where you want to start.
Standing in line.
Okay.
Yes,
and G is great.
Yeah, okay, you know what?
I'll be standing in line for that old honky-tonk monkey shine. Oh, you can study Shakespeare. Oh,
sorry, we went back to the first one.
Sorry. What is the lyric, then?
What is right after the basses?
Dance with
Make them roar, just make them scream.
Make them roar.
There you go.
Make them roar, make them scream. There we go.
Here we go.
Make them roar, make them scream. You take a fall, but a waltz with a scene. You start up by pretending you're a dancer with grace. You wiggle till they giggle all over the place. And then you get a great big custard pie in the face.
Make them laugh.
If you wanna be the rage, and become the star of the stage, don't you know everyone wants to laugh? So listen when I say, make them laugh, make them laugh.
Yeah, that's the idea. That was pretty darn good. You know, I said something about how it needs a little more air. Make them laugh. See, that doesn't have much air in it. Make them laugh. I'm not saying that's what you did. I'm just demonstrating my lack of air.
Okay.
Make them laugh. Now, my voice is really screwy, but that had more air.
Make
them laugh. If my voice were in halfway good shape right now, which is absolutely horrible, but if I get a lot of air in that, you'll hear the overtone kick in. If it doesn't have the air in it, it's just kind of sounding. So I think we need more air a lot of the time. The drive was much better. I think I figured out a part of the reason, because we're trying to do two things at the same time, which is, of course, absolutely essential, but the one's getting in the way of the other. Remember I said the drive and the sync was off? The reason is because he keeps reminding you to finish the words.
And that adds time.
So you do have to finish the words. They do have to be clean, but they also have to be
on time.
So you have to finish them earlier than you think, or you're late.
And you got to use that quick breath that Lynn.
There you are.
Drop the tissue and catch it.
So that's the issue. It's that quick breath. Mm-hmm. If the breaths are on time, that's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Breaths.
When you're talking about more air, though, you're talking about resonance.
Yes,
volume.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about volume, and that's why I'm using the term air.
Okay.
I'm talking about resonance.
Okay.
That's exactly correct. Excellent. Excellent. Believe it or not, I think he's going to come get me any second. But that was really good.
And
that was really good. I'm talking about you just made some progress. I think you know what we need to do. But it was really good anyway. It was 7.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, David.
Yeah.
Any chance you can tweak that score?